The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on October 6th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 16.
Taigi šį vakarą skaitam iš Bhagavad Gitos 5 skyriaus 16 teksto.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Te Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Gyanena tu tadagyanam. Yesham nashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajgyanam. Prakashayati tatparam. Gyanena tu taragyanam. Yesham nashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajgyanam. Prakashayati tatparam. Translation Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything, as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Purport. Those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered. But those who are in Krishna consciousness are not bewildered at all. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvam, Jnana Plavena, Jnanagni, Sarvakramani, and Nahi Jnanena Sadrisham. Knowledge is always highly esteemed. And what is that knowledge? Perfect knowledge is achieved when one surrenders unto Krishna, as is said in the 7th chapter, 19th verse, Bhunam Janmanamante, Jnanavan Mang Prapadyate. After passing through many, many births, when one perfect in knowledge surrenders unto Krishna, or when one attains Krishna consciousness, then everything is revealed to him, as everything is revealed by the sun in the daytime. The living entity is bewildered in so many ways. For instance, when he unceremoniously thinks himself God, he actually falls into the last snare of nescience. The living entity is God, then how can he be bewildered by nescience? Does God become bewildered by nescience? If so, then nescience, or Satan, is greater than God. Real knowledge can be obtained from a person who is perfect in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one has to seek out such a bona fide spiritual master, and under him learn what Krishna consciousness is, for Krishna consciousness will certainly drive away all nescience, as the sun drives away all darkness. Even though a person may be in full knowledge that he is not this body but is transcendental to the body, he still may not be able to discriminate between the soul and the supersoul. However, he can know everything well if he cares to take shelter of the perfect, bona fide, Krishna-conscious spiritual master. One can know God and one's relationship with God only when one actually meets a representative of God. A representative of God never claims that he is God, although he is paid all the respect ordinarily paid to God, because he has knowledge of God. One has to learn the distinction between God and the living entity. Lord Sri Krishna therefore stated in the 2nd chapter 2:12 that every living being is individual, and that Lord also is individual. They were all individuals in the past, and they are individuals at present, and they will continue to be individuals in the future, even after liberation. At night, we see everything as one in the darkness, but in day, when the sun is up, we see everything in its real identity. Identity with individuality and spiritual life is real knowledge. Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Pradijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, the present moment, we are deep in the darkness of ignorance. In the dark night, what can you see? Especially a dark moonless night, what will you see? You can't even see your own hand in the dark night. But when the sun comes, then you can see the sun. And you can see everything. So, if one can simply become Krishna conscious, then you will see Krishna, and you will see everything. You will see yourself, you will see everyone else, you will see what is the cosmic manifestation. You will have perfect knowledge of everything. When that Krishna sun comes, then you can see everything. So this is a very nice simile given by Krishna. That when one becomes enlightened with the knowledge of Krishna, then he sees everything. A Krishna conscious person therefore is not lacking in any knowledge. He understands what is matter. He understands what is spirit. And he knows who is the controller of both of them. So there is no greater knowledge than Krishna consciousness. There are other types of knowledge. Krishna consciousness is called Bhagavan realization. There are other types of knowledge. There is Paramatma realization, Brahman realization. But this so-called science, it is not considered knowledge, you see. Actually, the modern-day science is based on one premise. The premise is that if a conclusion is not empirically verifiable, then it has no objective reality. But this premise is not empirically verifiable.
Bet iš tikrųjų empiriškai tas visas jau būdas, taip kaip jie tai įvertina, jis jau pats yra empiriškai netinkamas.
So the point is modern science has no basis.
Ir esmė yra tokia, kad šiuolaikinis tas mokslas jis neturi pagrindą.
It's not solid.
Jis nėra solidus mokslas.
Simply flowery words.
Paprasčiausiai tik gražus skambus žodžiai.
It has no way of proving its own existence. It is simply the faith that one puts in the scientists. They criticize us for putting our faith in Krishna. And they demand that we put instead our faith in them. They have no proof. It is simply flowery language. And even their proofs, they are constantly changing them. I remember, I have many times told, but I can tell again, I was one time as a young brahmachari, I went to one scientific seminar at the University of Florida. And it was a huge assembly of science students and teachers. 3,000 people had assembled to hear this scientist speak. And this learned PhD told us there are black holes in outer space. I was thinking maybe the black holes are in his brain. But that's another matter. So after he told us there are black holes in outer space, and then there was time for questions and answers, you see. So I looked a little different than everybody else. I was there in my saffron brahmachari robe with a shaved head, and I raised my tilak, I raised my hand. I asked the esteemed PhD, is what you're saying a theory or is it a fact? He said, I think it's a fact. Note the word I think. So anyway, a few more questions came in. Again, I got my hand up and I got recognized. This time I asked the learned PhD this question. I said, throughout the history of science, we have seen that one theory comes into popularity for some time. And then it is replaced by another theory. So how do we know that your theory will not be replaced by another theory? So, note that I said theory instead of fact. He just said it's not a theory, it's a fact. I asked him what's called a loaded question, you see. It's called a loaded question. I asked him, how do we know that you're... I called it a theory, you see. I called it a theory. And he fell for it. He said... He accepted it was a theory, actually. Even though he just said it was not a theory. And he accept by answering my question, he accepted it was a theory. And here's what he said. When I said, how do we know it will not be replaced by another theory? He said, I hope it will be, because then we will be making progress. Just see the rascal. He had just stated it is a fact, it is not a theory. And now he's admitting it is a theory which will be defeated as science advances.
Mm-hmm.
But these stupid science students, they all were accepting, yes, it is a fact, it is a fact, it is a fact. Even though he was defeated, they couldn't understand how he was defeated. Because they put him their blind faith in these rascal scientists, you see. So, this so-called scientific knowledge, it is not science, it is ni-science or nescience. But this Krishna consciousness, it is the real science. I have a question. Did the RT finish? No, it hasn't finished. Okay. Because after the RT, we'll have Dharma Dharastakam. What time is the RT? At 7?
7.
Oh, okay. All right. So, in this way, they're being grossly misled. Persons who are pretending to have knowledge.
Žmonės, kurie apsimeta, kad turi žinojimą.
Well, they're big, big PhD degrees, you see.
Su savo, reiškia, dideliais diplomais.
Doctor this, doctor that.
Daktaras toks, daktaras toks.
Doctor Frog.
Daktaras, reiškia,
you know that Varia. Doctor Frog?
Žinote, daktarą Varia.
He was a very proud PhD.
Jis buvo labai išdidus daktaras.
He had one well, you see.
Turėjo vieną šulinį.
He was maybe this big. But he was very proud that my well is the biggest body of water in the whole world. He would sit there in his little well, you know. I am very, very big because I have the biggest body of water in the whole world. So one of his students, little Freddy Frog. He decided to go hopping one day. One hop, two hops, 100 hops. 1,000 hops. He went on a long hopping tour, you see. And he came to a big body of water called the Atlantic Ocean. Freddy, he was a student of Dr. Frog, see. He had been taught that this well was the biggest body of water in the whole world, you see.
Daktaro Varlės studentas, kuris jam pripasako, kad šulinys tai didžiausias pasaulio telkinys.
So when Freddy got to the Atlantic Ocean, he was amazed. Oh, how is it possible? Dr. Frog said his body is the biggest body of water. He was absolutely amazed. He couldn't believe it.
Ir kai jis pasiekė tą vandenyną, Atlanto vandenyną, jis tiesiog negalėjo patikėti, kad juk jam sakė mokytas, kad
Freddy pinched himself to make sure he wasn't dreaming, see. And then he saw huge ships sailing on the ocean. And he understood that Dr. Frog was an illusion. So being a very sincere young frog, he felt obliged to inform Dr. Frog. So with great enthusiasm, he went hopping back, one hop, two hops, 100 hops, 1,000 hops. Very excited, he went hopping back to Dr. Frog's well, you see. Dr. Frog! Dr. Frog, guess what?
Dr. Varlė, speak it first.
There's a body of water much bigger than your well, Dr. Frog. What are you talking about? That is preposterous. My body of water, my well is the biggest body of water in the whole universe. Where are you getting this impotency from? Stop this foolish talk. But Dr. Frog, I just went there. It's much bigger than your well. I'm telling the truth, Dr. Frog. It's where I went. I saw a big ship sailing on it. It's huge, Dr. Frog. Huge. Dr. Prasad said, well, is it this much bigger than my well? Little Freddy said, Dr. Frog, it's much bigger than that. He said, well, is it this much bigger than my mouth? Puffing out his chest, you know how the frogs do that, you know. No, Dr. Frog, it's much bigger than that, Dr. Frog. Well, is it this much bigger than my mouth? So, in this way, you see, these Dr. Frogs, they have weaseled their ways into these universities, giving themselves big, big titles. You see. I am Nobel Laureate PhD. Dr. Frog. You see, in this way, they are misguiding the whole human civilization. They have no idea what exists beyond their little laboratory. You see, they simply speculate, well, I think this, I think that. They don't know anything. They are simply an illusion. You think I'm making this up? This is what Krishna says. Mayaya prahita jnana. These learned fellows, their knowledge has been stolen by illusion. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 15. Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradama mayaya prahita jnana asuram bhavam ashrita. Krishna says, these learned fellows, they have no brains. I met a professor of philosophy in Kaliningrad the other day. Devotees introduced, they said, this is a professor of philosophy at the university. And I thought, well, maybe he'll speak some nice philosophy. I was speaking with him. But you know, the only thing that came out of him was this. The stench of nicotine and alcohol. That was it. No learned words. He said, we Russians, we are all intuitive. That was his so-called words of wisdom, you see. But what is their intuition? Alcohol and cigarettes. So we want actual philosophy. We should not go to these so-called PhDs, Nobel laureate type people. You see. We should hear from Krishna, the supreme authority. And that person who purely represents Krishna, the Vaishnava, the spiritual master, you see. That's who we should hear from. Raja Vijaya Raja Guyam Pavitram Idamuttamam Pachakshavagamam Dharmyam Shushukam Katamavyayam. This knowledge is the king of education. It is the most secret of all secrets. It's the purest knowledge. And because it, one can perceive the self by pure perception, you see. It is the perfection of religion. It's everlasting. And it's joyfully performed. Susukam. You know the word sukam, it means happiness. So what does susukam mean? It means very, very happy. Or we can say absolutely ecstatic. So when someone asks you, how are you feeling? I remember one god brother, someone, he asked someone, how are you feeling? And they said, well, okay. He said, what do you mean, okay? A devotee, if he's feeling okay, is not really very Krishna conscious, you see. If you're actually Krishna conscious, and someone says, well, how are you feeling? Your real answer should be, Prabhu, I am absolutely ecstatic. You see, that is real Krishna consciousness. Absolutely ecstatic. Now they're, well, okay, or so-so, you know. That is not Krishna consciousness. Sometimes they say, well, so-so, you know. That means the modes of nature. If we are actually fixed in Krishna consciousness, then our heart is dancing in ecstasy at every minute. Kevala Ananda Kanda. You see, this Chaitanya's movement is simply bliss. A non-stop festival of transcendental ecstasy. That is Krishna consciousness. So, we are trying to learn how to enter into this state of consciousness. This is our teaching, you see. That all the members of the society can, we want to train everyone how to enter into this state of consciousness. Pure Krishna bhakti. Without any inhibitions. Without any anxiety, without any bewilderment, simply pure nectar, that's all. Why put some sand in the sweet rice? Why not have pure sweet rice? That is Krishna consciousness. Sweet rice without any sand mixed in. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Norėjau paklausti, kaip mokytojas pasirenka paskaitos sistemą, nes labai dažnai būna, kad jis tiesiog paskaito paskaitą, nu, visus klausimus atsako ir ne vienam, o visiems. Daug.
Sometimes, or many times, it so happens that when the spiritual master is reading a lecture, he answers in the lecture all the questions of everyone. I wanted to ask, how do you choose the topic that in this way you answer?
Krishna. Yeah.
How these two things are related, the knowledge and understanding and motive, but there is no desire to do that thing, even though there is knowledge.
That means your knowledge is imperfect. You haven't fully understood it yet. Because if you fully understand this, you will do it.
It
means your understanding is still foggy. So now you improve the quality of your understanding by hearing and by reading. And then by that improved understanding, I guarantee you, when your understanding becomes mature, you will definitely act in Krishna consciousness.
Ir tada, kai jūsų įtiškės suvokimas subręs, tada aš garantuoju, kad jūs tikrai veiksite Krishna sąmonėje.
Any others? Yes.
The understanding or the lack of faith or lack of, I mean, has many doubts?
Lack of faith comes from improper and incomplete understanding.
Ir tikėjimo trūkumas jisai ateina iš nepakankamo suvokimo.
If someone has fully understood the Vaishnava Siddhanta, they will have very strong faith.
Jeigu kažkas pilnai suprato Vaishnavo filosofiją, Siddhanta, jis turės labai stiprų tikėjimą.
That means they need to study these books more.
Tai reiškia, kad reikia studijuoti šitas knygas.
Deepen their knowledge, their understanding.
Ir pagilinti tas žinias, tą suvokimą.
Anything else?
Kiti klausimai?
No, we stop the lecture then. We could have Dharma Dharasta again the same time as they are to you also. So if there's any more questions, I can take those questions. If not, okay.
In Bhagavad Gita 7:15, Srila Prabhupada in commentary says that almost every person is in ignorance in this world. So does it include some of us also?
Yes, I think I can say for sure that we're still ignorant. To whatever extent we have not fully realized Krishna yet, to that extent we're still ignorant. Those who take to this pathway, they are in the process of removing their ignorance. ISKCON is like a hospital. The sick people come and they gradually become cured. What is the sickness? Ignorance. So if you faithfully chant your rounds every day, you follow these principles, engage nicely as a member of ISKCON, then gradually you become cured from the ignorance. It takes some time. And depending on how seriously you apply yourself, that is how fast you become cured from the ignorance.
Ir priklausomai nuo to, kaip rimtai jūs, reiškia, praktikuojate, tai priklauso greitis, kaip jūs greit pagysite.
Those who take it with great eagerness and enthusiasm to stay 24 hours a day and absorbed in Krishna consciousness, they advance very quickly to become free from ignorance.
Tie, kurie priema procesą entuziastingai ir su troškimu, reiškia, visą parą būti pasinėrus jame, tai jie labai greit pasigysite.
And those who are spiritually lazy,
bet tie, kurie yra dvasiškai tingus,
they don't advance so quickly.
Jie taip greitai netobulėja.
They remain in ignorance much longer. But ignorance is not bliss, like they say. Ignorance is actually miserable. So why would anybody want to be miserable? There's only one answer. Ignorance. So don't be ignorant. Hear from the scripture, hear from Guru, hear from Vaishnavas. Come out of the ignorance. Take up Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day with complete enthusiasm. And become absolutely ecstatic as soon as possible. We're begging you. Please do this. Because we know this is how you will, your happiness will expand 1,000,000 times. Any other questions?
Is there any examples that a person is trying to follow this path seriously and he gets the problem of health problems? because sometimes I am kind of afraid to get this kind of diseases by practicing.
Oh, by practicing Krishna consciousness, you get some disease?
Praktikuojant Krishna sąmonę, kad žmogus, reiškia, gali susirgti.
You're afraid of catching some disease by practicing Krishna consciousness?
Ar jūs, reiškia, bijotės, kad nesusirgtumėt praktikuodama Krishna sąmonę?
Sometimes I feel like it would be like too much of like it's become difficult the tension in the heart or something like that.
I see. So you can take it slow and easy if you want. That's all right.
Taigi, jeigu jūs norit, galite lėtai priimti procesą. Pabiškime.
If you want to take it at a slow pace, it's okay.
Jeigu norite lėtų tempų, tai irgi galime.
We don't say that you have to advance quickly if you don't want to.
Mes nesakom, kad jeigu jūs nenorit, kad turite arba privalote greitai.
You'd rather go slowly, slowly, slowly.
Jūs galite eiti ir lėtai.
At least you should be steady.
Bent jau turite būti paskali.
It's better to be slow but steady than to be to go very fast and be a flash in the pan and burn out and give it up.
Geriau būti labai lėtu bet pastoviu, negu reiškia sužibėti ir paskui viską palikti.
Just like there's a famous story about the hare and the tortoise.
Kaip yra, reiškia, tokia istorija, gerai žinoma apie vėžlį ir kiškį.
There was one rabbit and a turtle, they were having a race, you see.
Ir buvo kartą, reiškia, triušis ir vėžlys, kurie lenktyniavo.
And you know, the turtle, they're not very fast, you know.
Ir žinot, vėžliai, jie nėra greiti.
Da-dum, 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 you know. That's how the turtle goes.
Tokiu greičiu juda vėžlys.
And the rabbit, he goes, zoom. So they were having a race. And the rabbit, he thought, oh, I got it made. I mean, this turtle is just going to num, da, num, da, num, da, num. So he thought, I'm just going to, he says, well, I've run half the race. I'm just going to go ahead and take a nap. I mean, you know. Might as well enjoy myself, you know. So he was laying there all snoozed out, you know. And there, here comes that turtle. He goes past that sleeping rabbit, he goes on to the finish line, you know. And the rabbit wakes up, oh my God, the turtle beat me. So. It's better to be a steady, slow but steady turtle, you see. And to be some big ISKCON superstar who's, you know, the greatest ISKCON superstar today and in the lap of a prostitute tomorrow.
O nebūti kažkokiu didžiu, reiškia, tai vadinama ISKCON superžvaigždė šiandien, o rytoj, reiškia, jau prostitutės.
So slow but steady is better, yes. But why go slower than you need to go? You
see?
I mean, why be unnecessarily slow
also?
Everybody should go as fast as they can, take the fastest speed possible, which they can steadily maintain that speed.
Ir kiekvienas turi, reiškia, tokį pritaikyti greitį, kiek įmanoma greitesnį, kurį jis gali išlaikyti pastoviai.
It's like driving the car.
Kaip, pavyzdžiui, automobilio vairavimas.
If you try to go 200 kilometers per hour, I mean, how long can you maintain it?
Jeigu jūs 200 kilometrų per valandą važiuosite, tai kiek išlaikyti?
You probably go off the road and have an accident.
Greičiausiai nuskrisite nuo kelio ir bus avarija.
But if you maintain, there's nothing wrong with going fast, but pick a speed that you can safely maintain, you see.
Nėra nieko blogo greitį judėti, bet reikia tokį pasirinkti greitį, kur jūs galite saugiai, taip pasakyti.
I mean, if you go 10 kilometers per hour, how long is it going to take you to get there?
Jeigu jūs 10 kilometrų per valandą važiuosi, tai kiek jums prireiks laiko, kad nuvykti?
So take the fastest speed that you can safely maintain. That's the intelligent thing.
Todėl išmintinga yra priimti tokį greitį, patį greičiausią, kurį galima saugiai išlaikyti.
So you got a question? Oh, you have one. All right.
Mes, kai važiuojam, mūsų dažnai, kaip sakant, keleiviai sako, spausk. Didink greitį, aplinka įtakoja labai smarkiai, dažnai toksai būna momentas. kaip su šito momentu. Ryšį čia tas pats irgi būna.
When we are driving on this path, it many times happened that other people, they are pushing us that you go faster on this road. What to do in such situations?
Let them pass you.
Pass?
It's like on the highway, sometimes they do that, you know. People come, we want to go fast, they come up and they ride on your bumper in the rear.
Leiskit jam pravažiuoti, kaip pavyzdžiui, kartais kreipkite daro, jie reiškia, privažiuoja ir jau nori jūs lenkti, bet, nu, pralenkti.
If somebody is pushing you to go faster than what you can safely maintain,
jeigu kažkas nori pagreitinti jūs, reiškia, padinti jūsų greitį, negu jūs...
Pull over the road and let them go on.
Negu jūsų saugus greitis, tada nuo kelių viškai pavasitraukit, leiskit jam pravažiuoti.
It's better to follow your own pace, what you can safely maintain.
Geriau sekti savo, reiškia, ritmu, kurį jūs galite greičiu, kurį jūs galite saugiai išlaikyti.
But sometimes it may be that Krishna is sending someone to teach you that you can actually go, you can maintain a faster speed and remain safe. So you have to always be open to them.
Bet kartais Krishna gali atsiųsti kažką, kuris jums parodys, kad jūs galite ir didesnį greitį padaryti ir vis tik išlikti saugus, todėl turit būti atviras.
I mean, you don't want to be stuck in a rut, you know.
Kad neįstrigtumėt kažkokiam tai...
Maybe you can safely maintain a faster speed. So you can, one can always experiment. It's like we do this kirtan, we start going real fast, you know. So how much can we increase it without losing the mantra?
You know,
there's a certain limit at which the mantra would be butchered very badly. So you don't want to go that fast.
Yra tam tikras limitas, kurio mantra neskambėtų, kaip pasakyti, gerai ir jeigu reikia tada.
But there's no harm with speeding up your spiritual advancement. There's nothing wrong.
Bet savo dvasinės pažangos pagreitimu nėra.
Prabhupada very much encouraged the devotees who were doing book distribution.
Prabhupada labai ryškiai drąsindavo atsidavusius, kurie...
He said, you've done this many books?
Platindavo knygas.
Now double it.
Sakydavo, išplatino tiek knygų, dabar padvigubink.
Prabhupada said, practically I am whipping them. Distribute books. So to always try to increase one's output. To be able to accomplish more for Guru and Krishna. That's very good. We want to make the whole world Krishna conscious. That is our mission. So the more you can accomplish for pushing for this movement, that is your great credit.
Ir kuo daugiau jūs galit padaryti, skleidžiant šitą judėjimą, tai tuo daugiau...
So we're pushing for this mode and one should be very aggressive.
Todėl skleidžiant šitą judėjimą, žmogus turi...
I want to do more for Krishna.
Agresyvus, kad aš noriu daugiau dėl Krishna.
That is very good move.
Tai labai gera nuotaika.
Any other questions?
Kiti klausimai?
Yeah.
Kad mes turime išėti kaip mums slažo ranko ir nededa aš taip nusprendžiau gipsą jeigu gipsą nededa jam gerai širdyje yra kita rušis langetė tik per laiką o aš turėtų suminti kaip gipsas tai yra jau kaip išėjant su šitam iš manį
O tai negalim to paklausti tiesiog, ir kažkaip kad dvasiniam gyvenime, kad galima ir tiesiogiai, ne, kaip ir
išleiškia.
Nu, ta langėtė, kaip kas čia?
Nu, kaip pastumimas.
Kaip pralaikimas. Ta prasme, bet dar nėra pilnas kas vykimas.
Jo, ne pilnas. Niekas vykimas. Jo, langėtė, negyvau laiką, negu gipsas. Gipsą, kai jis tam pasivačiai neimsiu, o langėtė, ta mėsinė vykimas.
So it's quite rhetorical comment that about ignorance, that there are two ways to deal with ignorance. One is just to fully give it up, and another is that just to keep in such a way that it would not completely kill the person, so to say, but not cure him completely.
Unless you're fighting to get rid of ignorance,
jeigu jūs nekovojat, kad atsikratyti neišmanimo,
ignorance will increase.
Neišmanimas automatiškai augs.
And destroy you.
Ir sunaikins jūs.
Someone must fight against ignorance.
Todėl žmogus turi kovoti prieš neišmanimą.
It cannot remain passive.
Ir negalima išlikti pasyviam.
Ignorance is very powerful in the age of Kali. The personality of Kali is manifested in the form of ignorance. And he wants to completely conquer you. So if you don't fight against ignorance, ignorance will take over you more and more and more. Therefore, if you want to save yourself, you must become aggressive. Defeat ignorance. Any other questions?
Yeah. Kad kiekvieną Krišna sąmonės atėję žmonės, jie kai kurie skuba, kaip jūs sakėte, kad negalima skubėti per greitai, nes finišo tiesiog galima labai greit privalti. Bhagavad Gitai, Krišna Arjunai sako, kad žingsnis po žingsnelio reikia eiti nenukrypstant nuo šito kelio. Ar tai yra tas mūsų kelias, kad negalime kažkur tai bėgioti iš vieno langelio į kitą.
You have said that our path is cannot be faster, that then it can become dangerous, like if you go too fast, then it can become dangerous. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also to Arjuna that this path is that one should go step by step steadily. So I wanted to ask, is this our path, or we can also go to skip some steps and go like faster, skipping steps? Mm.
Yes, one can skip steps.
Taip, žmogus gali net ir
praleisti. You're strong enough.
Žingsnelius, jeigu jis pakankamai.
It's like in the Vedic culture, there are four steps, you see.
Pavyzdžiui, Vedų kultūroje yra keturi žingsniai.
Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. Four steps.
Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas.
But if the brahmachari is very strong, he can skip the second and third step. Brahmachari, sannyas.
Yes.
So in our Vedic culture, one can skip the step. Or you can also skip brahmachari, vanaprastha. You see, that's also skipping step. Sometimes we see devotees, they become married, but they never really become like grihasthas, you know, trying to expand their material situation. They're just always in the mood of preachers, you see. So they are going from brahmachari to vanaprastha. That is also skipping. So one can skip, yeah. One is very enthusiastic, yes. Krishna will help. Any other questions?
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that there are three modes and they are constantly changing. that mode, those modes. And you said that we should become liberated, go beyond the modes. So, but my question is that because these modes are constantly changing, sometimes we are in goodness, sometimes in passion and ignorance. So, as far as I understand, we should go from ignorance gradually to passion and then gradually to goodness. Is it correct understanding?
If you will take shelter of Krishna's holy name, very nicely, avoiding carefully the 10 offenses, then you will immediately be pulled towards that transcendental platform beyond the modes. So the intelligent person, instead of trying to cultivate passion to get out of ignorance, and then cultivating goodness to get out of passion, he immediately tries to cultivate pure goodness by cultivating Krishna consciousness. That's the quickest way, you see, to get elevated. If you can go from having $1 to having $2, you see, and then go from $2 to having $3, then you're making some progress. But if you can go from $1 to having $1 million, that is better progress. So Krishna consciousness means you go from $1 to $1 million. Instead of gradually, step by step, elevate yourself to the Varnashram system, little by little here, gradually, you know, birth after birth, gradually elevating yourself to becoming a Brahman. Become a Vaishnava immediately. That is Krishna consciousness. That is the quickest way to become free from the influence of the modes. So our time is up. It's now time for the Dhammadharashtakam prayers. We thank you all very much for so kindly participating in this discussion. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.